Sing it. It's number 39 in our hymn book. Praise God. We don't have to wait till Christmas to sing about the name of Jesus, do we? Hallelujah.
Whisper.
Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the fragrance of that name. We thank you for the presence of God that just comes upon us as we speak the name of Jesus in love. Hallelujah. You are as close as the mention of your name, and we thank you, Lord, that we are experiencing that tonight. You have made yourself precious to us, and it's our joy to worship you tonight. We're so glad we have this opportunity, Lord, to be together with you. And we pray, Lord, that you will manifest yourself in the midst. Lord, that's what we want. We want you to be the center. We want you, Lord, to shine forth. And we pray, Lord, that you will enable us to receive all that you want to say to us, minister to us, Lord. And we pray that you will put into our hearts the response that you're looking for. We can't produce it ourselves, Lord, but we depend upon the Holy Spirit to enable us to give ourselves to you at your call tonight. Put your name upon this campgrounds tonight, Lord, we pray. In all of our gatherings, we pray that you will come. Yes. Lord, that you will visit the cottagers tonight, Lord, whether they're having a meeting or whether they're just having devotions with their counselors. Lord, bless those children, we pray. God, we believe that your hand has been upon them all day long. And now as this day comes to a close, we pray that you will put your seal upon the good work that you have wrought in their hearts. And throughout the night, Lord, we pray that you will continue to minister and keep them. And each day build upon that which you have done the day before. We pray, Lord, that you'll come to our villagers. And we pray, Lord, that in a precious way that these young ladies will meet Jesus. Lord, we pray that before anyone goes home that they will know that they have experienced Jesus Christ. Praise God in a very real and life-changing way. And Lord, that those changes will be deep and lasting and growing. Hallelujah, as they take you home with them. Oh God, every day we pray you'll open up the windows of heaven over this place. Jesus, pour out your spirit. Jesus, God, reveal yourself, Lord. Show us your glory. Hallelujah. And be glorified tonight. Lord, have your way in this meeting. We don't know what it is that you want to accomplish, but Lord, you know, and we want to just follow your leading and yield ourselves as you move upon us to speak and to pray and to sing and to wait and to worship. We commit this all, it all to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. The Lord wants to show us his glory every day, and tonight is no exception. He wants to show us his glory. The Lord told Martha in John chapter 11, said I not unto you, if you would believe, you would see the glory of God. I've been praying that often. I just find that, Lord, show us your glory. Show us your glory. What was the Lord, what did he mean by that? Moses, in Isaiah, in Exodus 34, he prayed, Lord, show me your glory. And so the Lord hit him in the cleft of the rock, and he said, nobody can look upon me and live. You can't take in all that I am, but I'll show you more of myself. I'll reveal myself to you in a greater way. He said, I'll cover you with my hand, and then I'll let you see my back parts. And the idea was that God was going to reveal himself to Moses more than Moses had yet experienced. And that revelation was so powerful that Moses' flesh began to glow with the glory of God. When he came down from the mountain, he had to cover his face with a veil because that glory was fading. But whenever he went into the presence of God, he would take that veil off and just behold the Lord. And so when God reveals his glory to us, he's revealing himself to us. We can pray, Lord, show me your glory, and Jesus will reveal himself to us more greatly. He'll make himself more real, more precious. Hallelujah. You'll get a sense of Jesus and an appreciation. You'll enter into a relationship that is deeper and more precious than you've known up till now. We all need that. Hallelujah. All the days of our life, we need to seek him and find him more and more. And so we can pray that tonight. Lord, show us your glory. Reveal yourself to us. Open our eyes, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to see Jesus. Reach out and touch him. Say that I love him. Hallelujah. And then, I believe there in John chapter 11, the Lord, speaking of his glory, was declaring that he was going to do something that no one but Jesus could do. And that was to raise Lazarus from the dead. He had been dead for 4 days and his body had begun to decay. Well, naturally speaking, that would be the case. But all Jesus had to do was call his name and God would raise him up from the dead by the power of his resurrection. And when God shows us his glory, he wants to show us what he can do that no one else can do, that no doctor can do, no psychiatrist can do, and no, not even your dearest friend, your closest companion can do for you. Jesus wants to touch you where no one else can touch you, where no one else can reach you. God wants to transform you, hallelujah, in ways that you never thought were possible before. Hallelujah. Show me your glory, Lord. Show me what you can do that no one else can do. You know, when Moses was standing before Pharaoh, the Lord performed certain miracles. Not only there with Moses' stick, but throughout the days that he was demanding that God's people be set free, God was performing one wonder after another. And the magicians of Pharaoh, they tried to replicate those miracles, those signs. And some of them, they somehow could. Whether they was just a trick of some sort. But as long as they could do it, do the same thing that Moses was doing, Pharaoh wasn't afraid, didn't have to listen to him. But when Moses did something that the magicians could not copy or duplicate, they told Pharaoh, this is the hand of God. Up till now, it's been a magician's trick, so they thought. But this, we cannot produce. This is something only God can do. And it got Pharaoh's attention. Praise God. I like it when God works in such a way that we have to come to the conclusion, that was God. That was God. That wasn't anything Brother Kenny came up with or Brother Paul or anybody else. It wasn't just a play on my emotions. It wasn't some gift or talent. That was God. Nobody could do that but God. Hallelujah. And that's how God likes to work here at Pilgrim Camp. He likes to work in such a way that we know this is God. It has to be. There's no other explanation. And so God would like to show us his glory tonight. I don't know exactly how or what he'll do for us. But let's believe for that. Let's just pray, Lord, show us your glory. Reveal yourself to me, Lord, in a way that I've never experienced before. And show me what you can do that no one else can do. Hallelujah. Fill me with your glory, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we will give you all the praise and all the honor that you are worthy of. Hallelujah. Let the temple be filled with his glory. Let the courts be filled with his praise. Let us worship the Lord in the holy of holies. Zion rejoiceth. Oh, let the temple be filled. Amen. No, let's also turn to number 64, I believe, in our white book. Hallelujah. Jesus revealed in me. Praise God. Let's sing that unto the Lord. Praise God.
Christ the transforming life touches this heart of thine, piercing the darkest night, making his glory shine. God's love reflects his grace, causing the world to see. But that the blood and the death shall know, Jesus liveth in thee. Here, Lord, I bring my heart, my love, my strength, my
Jesus, praise your praise. Hallelujah. worship, O Lord. We worship Thee, for Thou art worthy.
Our children, and Lord, you truly do all things well, and you know God, and when you have tried them, they shall come forth as gold. And so I just pray that in these days, Lord, as they are at the camp, that you would continue daily to fill them with your Spirit, to strengthen them, Lord, for the days that are ahead. And Jesus, we commit this to you, Lord. You formed them, so surely you can heal them, Lord. That the prayers that you answer and the miracles that you
mountain shall be removed by my spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. First, God wants to remove the mountain in our own hearts. That mountain of unbelief, that mountain of fear. Oh, God, he can remove that mountain. Hallelujah. And he wants to do that tonight. And many of us here, God wants to remove that mountain. Hallelujah. And then God can do the impossible, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what condition we find ourselves or others in. He is able. He is able. God wants us to get hold of that tonight. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet and let's sing that song again. Hallelujah. Oh, that chorus. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit this mountain shall be removed. And then claim it. Hallelujah. Let God take it away from you. Hallelujah. Praise it away. Praise it away from you. Hallelujah. Give it to Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Not by might, not by power. By my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Sacrifice by my spirit, saith the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed by my spirit. Thank you, Savior. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Savior. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's done something for us tonight. He wants us to lay hold of it. Hallelujah. And look for the way that God was opening for us. Jesus said, I am the way. Hallelujah. Oh God, through Christ will supply everything we need. Hallelujah. To bring us all the way through to the victory that He has for us. Hallelujah. We all may be claiming something different tonight. Our lives and circumstances are all different. But God knows how to make a way for you. He's done it already. And He says, this is the way. Walk in it. By faith, walk in it in Jesus' name. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The way will grow brighter and brighter as we go forward, trusting and praising Him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. Sister Janet, can you tell us something about the village? And maybe we can pray with you. And then we'll hear from your brother, Brother Phil.
You know, I was just thinking as we were just talking, and we heard this testimony today. This morning we were talking about God. We started our lesson that my God is a promiser. And He always keeps His promises. Whatever He says, it will happen. Because based on His character, that is the way He is. So we looked at some of the characteristics of God. But we started out by reading a Psalm 145, where it just talks about the greatness of our God. And we sang some songs about how great our God is. And then I just challenged the girls. I said, well, how great is your God? How great is He? Can you say something? My God is so great that He... You know, what could you say? And so it took them a little while. Right, Bethany? It took them a little while, but they were getting it because I was not going to stop. They said, you have to convince me. You just said, how great is our God? So everyone's going to know. But if you just sit there, right? So how come your God is so great? What can He do? You know, and eventually we got some things, and I said, and that's all wonderful that we say it, but we have to experience it. We have to know that my God can do this. My God, He's done it in the past, but He can do it for me, and He can do it for you. And so we just talked, that Psalm talks about how it goes from generation to generation. One generation will praise Him to the other generation, and then it keep on. So we had the different generations kind of stand up. And I said, so I'm telling you, I said, from my generation, and now you will experience something, and you have to pass it on. But we all have to have that experience that the promise that God has made to you, He will keep it, and He will perform it for us. And so if you could believe with us and pray along those lines, we are doing specific promises, but I ask, you know, the girls are going to be exposed to many of God's, the words of God during this week. And we don't know what they're going to take with them, which one they're going to latch on to and hold on to. But we're praying that God will give them the one, because He sees their way. He knows what's ahead of them. He knows what they're going to face in their lives ahead of them. And so He's going to, like you said, that lady, God prepared that woman, right, to be in your life. And He's preparing these girls now, not just for themselves, but they're going to be a blessing to somebody else. And so just if you could pray that as you pray for them, that God would imprint something, establish it upon their hearts, they will take that home and they will say, and we said it this morning, when God gives a promise, Jesus says yes, and we say amen. Amen. Okay, so that's the way it's going to be. Jesus has already said the yes, we need to agree to it, that it's ours. And so if you could pray like that, and they are having their folk worships tonight, and it's been a good time, I feel, with the girls, and they're very ready, it seems, to participate and to take notes, and in that way to be active. So just that the Lord would just open the heart. You know how it is, right? To open the heart and do something for them. And when they're together, small group, or when we're all together, that God will work in that. Thank you.
We will take that up for sure. God can do anything, anything, anything. Oh,
oh, let's get ready for rest period.
Praise God. Well, that's urgent need. We have to pray. You know, I cry when I don't get rest period.
It's different when you get older.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, bless these young ladies. And Lord, we prayed before, we'll pray again, that you'll cause these sorrows, these shadows, to leave quickly. And Lord, let the sunshine of your love and your presence just drive away every shadow. Help them, Lord. Help them to get settled and to adjust and feel safe and secure and loved and looking forward to the blessings that Jesus is offering to them. Keep these girls well. Thank you for touching this young lady. We pray you'll just do a complete work in her, Lord, and give her the strength she needs to enjoy her time at camp and to be able to seek you, Lord, with the others. Lord, remind us throughout the day to pray for the village and the cottage. Lord, not just in meeting, but in our own hearts, Lord, help us to lift them constantly before you. Hallelujah. And as we do, Jesus, we know that you will honor that and you will show forth your glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I asked Brother Phil if he would say something. He's leaving tomorrow with his family, and it was so nice to meet his family. I've met his mother-in-law before, but to see her tonight here at camp in these days, worshiping the Lord and just contributing to the blessing. You know, when we worship the Lord and love him, we all feel that. And it does something for the whole atmosphere. Praise God.
Well, I don't know if we prayed for Janet specifically today, but it is her birthday. Mm-hmm. And we sang happy birthday to her, so we won't do that again.
Should we sing how old are you? No.
But I'm just so thankful for what God has done for my sister. I remember a time some many years ago, we were here at a Labor Day retreat. And it was one of those, I think it was a Monday morning meeting, you know, the ones that we don't have anymore. No, that, I didn't mean that, Brother Paul, in any way bad. It was a Monday morning meeting. And most people, I think, had left the meeting and were wanting to, you know, get home. But the Lord wasn't finished. And so I'm so thankful for how God comes to us in this place. And that morning he came to Janet. And I think from that time on there was a real change. Do you remember that, Janet? Right there. Where Heidi is. Don't sit there, Heidi. It's dangerous over there. And Brother Gordon went and prayed with her. And it seems from that time on, then God brought her into a greater place of ministry. I know that she always loved the Lord. And that goes back quite a long time. I won't say how long, Janet. But Brother Gordon was still alive. And so I'm thankful for my sister and the ministry God has given her and made her a blessing. She retired recently, and we laugh because at least my wife and I laugh at you, Janet, because you're more busy now than you ever were after she retired. Like, we don't see her anymore. She's here and there, and usually it's about the Lord's business, and so we're thankful for that. So, dear God, I just pray that you would bless Janet today on her birthday. Lord, we thank you for how she has given herself to you and has been an example to us and to so many. Thank you that the rivers of living water flow through her. Bless this 2 weeks that she's here, or the time that she's here, and just make her a blessing and cause your life to just be manifest in her body, to give strength and help and wisdom and love and discernment. Lord, all that's needed for her time here. And Lord Jesus, we also remember Israel, her husband. Lord, we just are asking again that you would just touch his heart. that you would answer the many prayers that have been prayed for him. And so we stand again with her and believe, Lord Jesus, that you will save. You will save, Lord. Oh, God, remind him, Lord, of how much you love him. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I did ask Hans, my cousin Hans, and George to sing with me. And so if you'd come at this time, we'd like to sing.
Is it in the mode?
Yes, okay.
Okay, yeah.
You're going to sing 10.
Okay.
Once far from God and dead in sin, no light my heart could see. But in God's word, the light I found, now Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me.
Christ liveth in me.
Oh, what a salvation this, that Christ liveth in me. As rays of light from yonder sun, the flowers of earth set free, so life and light and love came forth from Christ living in me.
Thank you, Lord.